AircheckDownloads.com.
It's 2 o'clock. How are you? Hope you're enjoying your Boxing Day. It's now time for a special music show, the time when the Radio 1 DJs put their head on the block and choose their top three records of 1984. Music today chosen by Annie Nightingale, Dave Lee Travis, Janice Long, Steve Wright, Adrian John, Tommy Vance, Peter Fowle, Andy Peebles, Bruno Brooks, Robbie Vincent, Mike Reed, John Peel, and Gary Davis. But first off, it's Simon Bates. Radio 1 in stereo, it's 2:05. Good afternoon, if you've just joined us. The DJ's favourite three records of 84. There's the first for
Simon Bates.
And here's the second from Paul Young. I'm gonna tear your playhouse down. Second favourite for Simon Bates, Paul Young, gonna tear your playhouse down. Never knew Simon had a radio in the tack room. He's probably brushing the horses down just about now. Simon Bates' favourite record of 1984 is from The Cars and a song called Drive. Simon Bates is a romantic at heart, and that's his favourite record of 1984, The Cars with Drive. It's Radio 1, 12 minutes past 2, time for Annie Nightingale's top 3 of 84.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Annie Nightingale's top 3 of 84, Master and Servant, Depeche Mode. Good choice, it's record number 3 for Anne. And she says that the band has developed in leaps and bounds this year, as we all know, and Anne finds their talent and potential really exciting. Second favourite for Annie Nightingale, Grandmaster of Melly Mel, White Lines, Don't Do It. And asked why Annie Nightingale chose that as record number 2, White Lines Don't Do It, well, it works on so many levels. Anne doubts you couldn't walk into a club or disco any night without hearing it. You're absolutely right. Grandmaster of Melly Mel.
It's Radio 1.
Annie Nightingale's favourite record of 84. Fairly obvious, anything that draws attention to the plight of Nelson Mandela, the better. But besides the political message, it's a damn good song, says Annie Nightingale. That's why she chose it as a favourite record of 84. Other favourites for Annie were Small Town Boy, Bronski Beat, which you'll be hearing later on the programme, and What I Like About You Most Is Your Girlfriend, again by the special AKA. Radio 1 at 23 minutes now past 2 in the afternoon. Time for Dave Lee Travis's top 3 of 84. And this is first, Tina Turner. Great song, Tina Turner. Let's Stay Together. What's next for DLT?
Back in the UK, Radio 1.
ZZ Top, Give Me All Your Love, and take us to news at 2:30. Second choice for Dave Lee Travis. The obvious connection being the beard, of course. ZZ Top, Give Me All Your Love, in record number 2 for DLT. You'll hear DLT's favourite record of 84 after the 2:30 news with Mike Gardner.
Three people have died in a multiple crash on the A1 at Elksley in the North Midlands. That's it. Next news at 4:30.
Thank you.
Stereo. Stereo. Radio 1.
Okay, DLT's number 1 of 84 is from Laura Branigan. Self Control. Thank you, Dave, for your top 3. That's Dave Lee Travis's number 1 for 84. Laura Branigan with Self Control. Okay, who's next?
Janice Long.
Ah, in a year of overproduction, this is so simple, says Janice. It's very earthy and everything is slightly out of key. Shades of the Velvet Underground. The Loft. Nearly had you worried there, didn't we? That's The Loft, Why Does the Rain? And that's the third favourite from Janice Long. This next song makes Janice cry, apparently. The words and emotion with which it is sung makes it so moving. And she thinks that it's... she thinks she's persuaded Julian to release it as a single. Julian Cope. This is called Head Hang Low. Tis a sad song, isn't it? Head Hang Low, that's from Julian Cope. One that makes Janice Long cry. Cheer up, Janice, it's not that bad. The Killing Moon is Janice Long's favourite record of 84 from Echo and the Bunnymen. Mac's voice is superb on this track, a wonderful single from a wonderful album which kept Janice going on a very dodgy flight in America. Well, tell me about that particular flight. And she was with the producer, Phil Ward Lodge, and apparently they hit a whirlwind in the sky. I thought, horrific. Here it is, Echo and the Bunnymen, at 3:15. Thank you for your top three, Janice. That's The Killing Moon, Janice Long's number one of 84 from Echo and the Bunnymen. Next, it's
Steve Wright in the Afternoon.
Who's gone for the OJs?
Beercheckdownloads.com.